From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Afghanistan police say at least 10 people are dead, dozens wounded, after a nearly 10-hour-long attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul ended Tuesday, make that Thursday. Authorities say students, police officers, and security guards are among those killed, along with two attackers. Police say hundreds of staff and students were rescued after being trapped inside the university complex. So far, no militant groups are claiming responsibility for the attack. Earlier this month, an American professor and his Australian colleague were kidnapped at the school. No group claimed responsibility for the kidnapping, and the professor's whereabouts remain unknown. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the White House is determined to listen to every scrap of evidence Turkey provides before deciding if it will extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Turkey blames for organizing last month's failed military coup, a charge he denies. Biden met in Ankara Wednesday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
We are cooperating with Turkish authorities. Our legal experts are working right now with their Turkish counterparts on the production of and the evaluation of material and evidence that needs to be supplied to an American court to meet the requirements under our law.
Turkey's prime minister says any delay in sending Gulen to Turkey, or rather to Turkey, could harm U.S.-Turkish relations. A day after a powerful earthquake rocked central Italy, authorities say 247 people died, more than 360 injured. Rescuers continuing to search for people buried in the debris. The hardest hit areas are the towns of Amatrice and Akumala. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump told a rally Wednesday night in Mississippi that voters in the U.S. face issues just as Britain. Trump, a supporter of Britain's exit from the European Union, brought a leader of Britain's independence movement to underscore his point of view.
On June 23rd, the people of Britain voted to declare their independence, which is what we're looking to do also, folks, from their international government, which hasn't worked.
Trump said it is time for the U.S. to declare its independence from what he said is corporate control of the government, special interests, and a rigged system. Meantime, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton finally responded to Trump's repeated allegations of impropriety stemming from her affiliation with the Clinton Foundation during her time as Secretary of State, telling a CNN interviewer Trump's comments are, in her words, ridiculous, and said her work as Secretary of State was not influenced by outside sources. Also Wednesday, Clinton's campaign proposed a public health rapid response fund, which would give the president authority to release millions of dollars to immediately tackle a health emergency without having to wait for Congress to approve the money. The impeachment trial of Brazil's suspended president Dilma Rousseff gets underway Thursday. Supporters and critics of Rousseff will testify before Brazil's Senate, which is expected to remove her from office next week on charges of breaking budget laws. Rousseff, Brazil's first female president, is charged with spending without congressional approval and manipulating government accounts to disguise the extent of the deficit in the run-up to her 2014 re-election. U.S. defense officials said Wednesday that four Iranian military vessels moved too close to a U.S. destroyer in what was called an unsafe and unprofessional encounter. The incident occurred in the Strait of Hormuz. The government of Colombia and FARC rebels have announced an agreement for ending a half-century of guerrilla warfare. The announcement was made in the Cuban capital, Havana, where the two sides have been in talks for nearly 4 years. The agreement foresees the demobilization of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. It must still be approved in the referendum next month and signed before it comes into effect. And fans of the late music superstar Prince can begin taking tours of his Minnesota home in October. The company overseeing his estate said fans will be able to buy tickets online Friday to visit Paisley Park. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. Join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.